Welcome to Major Projects in Smart Government. I'm your host slash chair, Greg Landsman. And we have a very quick agenda, a few important presentations and a couple of votes. I want to recognize my colleagues, Councilmember David Mann and Councilmember Wendell Young. Christine Zimmer is here representing the Solicitor's Office. We have Kelly Carr from the City Manager's Office, and as always, John Brezina from the Department of Transportation and Engineering. Let's jump, actually, just in case we, so you know, items one and two, the administration has asked us to hold these items. Is that true, Ms. Carr? So we will hold them. There's some changes that need to be made, so look for a B version of these two items.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, what are these police officer positions, or where are these positions? Crime analysts. I just maybe if I'd been here longer, I would know.
To the chair, to the council member, I do not have that affirmative. If it is in CPD, but with the code contract having been recently passed, they need to amend the salary schedule. So we'll get a version B to you in a couple weeks.
So these are non-uniform folks in CPD, is that what you just said?
I'll get back with you. Let me find out.
Items number three we'll file, and item number four, Mr. Mann, do you want to say a word or two about the appointment?
Have known him a long time. He's a very competent tax attorney and a good person.
Okay, without objection, we'll put that on for passage, which leaves us to our two presentations. Director Christie, do you want to come up and introduce the crew? And congratulations, by the way, on becoming permanent director of MSD. I think this is the first time you've been here since that was announced, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, thank you.
Yeah, and Happy New Year to you all.
Thank you, and to the chair and the council members. The first item up today that is we wanted to have an opportunity to recognize one of our outstanding MSD employees for his recent Fulbright scholarship. This is his second time receiving this very prestigious award. And so this is Achal Garg. He is a chemist at MSD. And at the end of the month, he's going to be leaving to serve in another country. So Achal, if you want to go ahead and say a few words, we just wanted an opportunity for him to talk about what he's doing.
That's great, thank you.
Thank you very much. Let me start by expressing my deep gratitude to my director, Donna Christie, for her support to my scholarship.
Just scoot in a little closer to the mic, yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Let me start my start by expressing my deep appreciation and gratitude to my director, Diana Christie, for her support to my scholarship. I also want to sincerely thank City Manager Mr. Dhoni and the member of council, the City Council, for recognizing me for my Fulbright Award. Fulbright, as Ms. Christie mentioned, that is one of the most prestigious award, exchange award given by the U.S. State Department. Only a handful of professionals are selected every year to represent the U.S. in different countries to share their expertise with the host countries. When I go to Peru later this month, I will be representing not only the U.S., but also the city of Cincinnati as a resident and also as an employee. There is no greater honor than representing the country. And for me, it's special because as a city resident of the city of Cincinnati and MSD, is very special to me. This is my second Fulbright Award, and the first time I went was in Namibia in 2012. getting is a very humbling experience to getting the second time. That's the only you can get only twice. You don't get the third time. So this is a very humbling experience to getting selected for second time. In Peru, let me talk a little bit about my project, what I will be doing. It has two parts. One is investigating the pollution issues with the Lake Titicaca. This is one of the biggest lake in the world. And I will also be, the second part will be training a group of five or six PhD students or doctoral candidates over there about water quality assessment technologies. So I will be working on the pollution side and also be teaching there. Lake Titicaca, as I mentioned, is one of the biggest in the world and certainly biggest in South America. Several million people depend on this lake for food and water. It's about 14,000 feet at high altitude, so it's pretty high. So for the last several years, the lake has been getting very highly polluted. So one of the things I will be doing is testing the water from different parts of the lake, analyzing and testing, finding the what kind of pollutants are there and where they're coming from, try to find the sources as well. When I come back from Peru in April, after 2 months, I will be submitting a report to Fulbright Commission and with my findings and make some recommendation to how to protect the lake in the future to the Environmental Ministry of Peru. So it will go to two places. I'm a public servant and I take my responsibility very seriously. However, I don't limit my public services just to the boundaries of the city of Cincinnati. Although I'm an employee here, so I offer my services anywhere they are needed. So I'm going to Peru with this intention to help those people over there. Again, my sincere thanks to my director, Diana Christie, and the City of Cincinnati leadership. I really appreciate giving the opportunity to come and talk to you. Thank you.
Let me just, Mr. Mann. I just want to say thank you for, you know, spending time with us and the work that you've done. It's obviously something well-earned, this incredible accomplishment, and we'll miss you. It sounds like this is a sad day in some ways, and that you'll be leaving us, but I just want to say how grateful we are for your time and talents and everything you did.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in today. That was great.
Chair, so we hope you come back, right?
Yeah.
I will be coming back,
yeah.
Sure.
Okay, all right.
I love my city and I love my department. Okay, so there's no way I will.
So you're coming back, okay. Right.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure. Yes, Mr. Young.
Thank you. If I could just piggyback on what you've had to say. You know, I have some affinity for MSD. I used to work there. And so it really pleases me when I find out that a person from MSD is being recognized in this way. It's a really high honor for you, but it's also a very high honor for the city of Cincinnati and the department you represent, because it's an opportunity for us to showcase the kind of people who work for us and the kind of people who work on our water quality and keep us safe. So I just want to add to the congratulations and make sure you understand that we're extremely proud of you. And really happy to have you represent us. So thank you for your hard work. Thank you for your talent. And I certainly wish you a lot of success in Peru.
Thank you.
All right. Floor is yours.
All right. And just to reiterate what you all said, yes, we're really proud of Vishal, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to bring him here today. The work that he's going to be doing is really reflective of what he and others in our department are doing in looking at innovative ways to treat wastewater here and more efficiently and more effectively. So we've done some great things here at MSD as well. So with that, I will get to the presentation. I promise to be fairly quick, because as you know, our budget has already been approved. It was approved in December by Hamilton County. But this is really just an opportunity for us to talk about that process quickly and what we have for 2020, both the highlights and some of the challenges that we expect to face this year. with the budget that was passed. So just really quickly, our budget is developed by all of us at MSD. It's a months-long process. We share that with the county. The county administration reviews it, and we work with them on questions and refinements. And then we held two public hearings in December before the Board of County Commissioners and the public, and then they voted to approve both the operating and the capital budgets. However, they made modifications to both from what we had recommended. So the operating budget is reduced from what we requested, and the capital has some changes and conditions that I'll get into. Of course, our operating budget, I included our mission statement on there, but you know, this is the operating funds that we need annually to operate what is a very large utility here that everyone, most folks rely on 24/7. We do have 9 permitted wastewater treatment plants. As you can see, our service area is most of Hamilton County and a very small portions of the 3 surrounding counties. We have over 3,000 miles of sewers that we operate and maintain. In addition to those large permitted treatment plants, we've also been building what we call wet weather facilities that operate when we have significant rain events to help treat the water before it's discharged. So we have 3 remote wet weather facilities now and 5 real-time control facilities. In addition, we also have over 100 pump stations to help move the flow through the county. And the other thing to note with our budget and just generally our operations, this is a very old system. Some of our sewers are 200 years old. A lot of them are 100 years old, and it requires rehab, upgrades, replacements. Our facilities are aging now too, so we have facilities that are over 50 years old and equipment that is outdated and requires a lot of upkeep. So our budget, this table, without getting into all the specifics of the numbers, after meeting with the county, we have what's listed in the third column there was our adjusted request. I've separated this out in our personnel, non-personnel, and then we separate our SBU program for purposes of budgeting because that number has been established but is also recognized to be dependent somewhat on what happens throughout the year. So we essentially aren't working with the county on that number. And the debt payment, which is a large portion of our operating budget, is of course the debt that we owe from the bonds that we've used to fund our capital program. In part. So MSD requested a total of $221 million. As you can see, about $125 million was for the basic personnel and non-personnel needs. That was a little over a 6% increase from 2019. What was approved by the county was actually a decrease, which is $121.6 million for the personnel and non-personnel. However, because our debt payment is lower for 2020, the overall 2020 budget, the approved budget by the county, is less than the 2019 MSD operating budget. So that's the far right at the bottom. Our budget is actually about three and a half million less than 2019. But you know, we recognize every year that our costs are increasing. Our costs for our personnel and our non-personnel continue to increase. And so starting with the personnel, what was driving those increases this year were things like the rising healthcare costs that we really can't control, and City Council here approves that. So those are passed on in our budget, and the cost of living adjustments. And then we had proposed and requested additional funding this year to add some more positions. So we actually have over 700 positions on our TO. Over 100 of those have been vacant and unfunded for a few years now. The last several years, we had about 5 years ago, we had more consultants on staff, which we've reduced, and we've been bringing people in-house. But a fair amount of those positions we identified going into this budget cycle some significant needs in the areas of maintenance, personnel, and operators that because we have been adding new facilities, if we're not adding new operators and maintenance crews, we just continue to get further behind. We also have many folks taking a lot of overtime and covering these new facilities. And at times we simply don't have enough people, and that means certain processes are shut down in our plants. We also have identified some new issues with the electrical needs. These are industrial operations. We have high voltage equipment, and so we had identified some needs for new personnel with expertise in industrial electric operations. And then there were a few other areas that we identified as kind of continuing in that direction of reducing contracted staff and for a savings to bring staff in-house. However, the budget that was passed does not include any new funding. So it's only the county passed a budget that includes only enough increase in our personnel budget to cover those healthcare costs and COLA costs that, you know, we don't have any control over. So at this point in time, we're going to be making some tough decisions this year and hopefully continuing to work with the county on our needs, and we'll be meeting with them quarterly with the county commissioners to discuss the budget and some of these, what we see as significant needs for personnel. And we'll be providing updates here on that as well. So for the non-personnel, again, we had increases. A lot of things, what I'm showing here, and there's a lot of detail on this slide that I won't get into, but essentially our largest costs, our largest divisions are our treatment and our collections. So really, you know, all the system of collection, the system of, you know, the facilities and our treatment of waste. And so the largest non-personnel costs are things like utilities, the chemicals, and waste disposal here in the treatment category. So those cost increases, again, really are outside of our ability to control or to reduce. And then we have continued to expand our facilities. So we were looking at about a $2 million increase just for the wastewater treatment process alone. You can see there, though, the, you know, how just generally those non-personnel dollars are spent in our wastewater treatment division. You know, again, chemicals is a big thing, and the plumbing, the electrical, and just the tools and the equipment that we need to operate. The other significant non-personnel costs are in our wastewater collection system. And what we saw this year, what we were proposing, were some additional funds to do more proactive assessment and cleaning, really inspections of our sewers. So those aging sewers, we have, again, over 3,000 miles. We have about 1,000 of those that we really haven't gone out and done the standard inspections and assessment to know the risk and to know the condition of those sewers, to know where the risks are and where we need to either repair or replace those sewers. And so when we are more reactive and responding to backups or cave-ins or whatever it is when these sewers fail, there's higher consequences from that, and of course it always tends to be more expensive when it's an emergency situation. So we do have a very sophisticated process of determining what the most high-risk sewers are, but then we have to be able to go out and inspect them and to clean them. So we need the funding for that. And we were trying to get ahead of that, seeking some more dollars to be a little more proactive, and we really did not get those additional funds either. We really just got enough to kind of keep the lights on, if you will. So again, I really just, again, the budget has been approved. The process for the operating budget that the county commissioners have asked for us to do this year, they seem to recognize these needs, but felt that they wanted us to work closer with the county team and the county administration and provide quarterly updates. And so at the first quarter, I think we're going to be suggesting the same thing that we were at the end of the year and saying that we really need these additional funds, and we'll do what we can to stay within our budget. But when it comes to things of safety and compliance, we really don't have a choice. And so we'll be working closely with them over the next few months on these issues. So We also have our capital budget that has been approved, and again, I'm going through this very quickly, so stop me if you want to. But our capital improvement program, or our CIP, is a five-year capital plan that is put together by MSD and approved by the county. It's a five-year budget that really is balancing several things. So, of course, when I say our consent decree, those are the mandated projects that are required by the regulators to address the sewer overflows and the wet weather improvement projects that are required. So we have all of those projects, and then we still have our existing assets and facilities that we have to upgrade and replace as they're aging. We have projects that are larger facility projects, and then we also have the other capital funding, which is really where we can capitalize some of those ongoing operation and maintenance things that are more replacement of some of those assets. And so we have allowance dollars to do some of that work under the capital program. So those are the three things that we balance in our capital program. But it's important to note that only the 2020 capital budget is approved. The rest of it is really a planning tool. And so what the county has approved this year was a 2020 CIP for $128.6 million. The 2021 to 2024 dollars, again, they will be looked at the end of the year for the actual appropriation of funds. The breakdown there shows you, again, the consent decree projects, the asset management projects, and other projects. And there's more detail about that in our budget books. So the 2020 consent decree projects, right now we're really in this post phase one, where we had agreed to a certain number of projects in what we were calling a bridge. So we're in the process of some construction projects, and those are taking up a large portion of the WIP, the consent decree budget, this year. We also, because we completed a lot of projects in phase one, we have some construction completion requirements, some testing to show that those facilities are actually working as they should, and that is some of the budget for this year, and then some SBU mitigation projects where we have some capital improvement projects to address those overflows. At this point in time, MSD's recommendation did not include any phase two projects because that is still undetermined. The county has a phase two that we feel has some issues with schedule and budgets and technical assumptions that are not understood by MSD. And then the regulators, the US EPA and the Ohio EPA, have since suggested their own schedule of projects that also has some, we also have some concerns with those. But at this point in time, that's really all with the court. And so phase two is undetermined and does not, there is no actual approved schedule at this time. The county did, in their modified budget, include a few phase two projects that they would like us to get started on this year.
Yeah, Mr. Young.
Thank you. But just before you go any further, could you explain which projects are being covered under the bridge projects?
To the chair, the council member, did you say to explain which projects we're doing under the bridge? Yes. And I neglected to introduce Ryan Wells when I sat down, who is our chief engineer at MSD, and he probably can rattle them off the top of my head. But Ryan, if you could just maybe hit on the bigger projects or the areas that we're working in of our service area for the bridge.
Yeah, they're kind of spread out throughout the district. We've got some CSO regulator improvements, some separation, stormwater separation projects. The largest project has turned out to be the first phase of the Mill Creek Pump Station, the diversion chamber, which is a $37 million project. The majority of the construction on that will happen this year. The SSO 700 high rate treatment facility in Reading, there's an upgrade to that. That's part of it was this year. The second phase of it within the bridge will be completed in 2020.
Thank you. So yes, we are still progressing with a lot of the consent decree projects. It's just that, you know, the next phase has not been determined yet. And then quickly, this is just, you know, some examples of what the asset management projects are in 2020. So the collection system, again, these are the, you know, we have all these pump stations and the sewers across the district. We eliminate pump stations that are old and have been outdated. And then design of, we have quite a few sewer replacement rehabilitation projects to address some of those sewers that you know, can no longer be operated and have to be replaced. In the treatment plants themselves, the we have a fair amount of funding for design for these solids and odor control projects. So these are the result of, we did a solids master plan really to improve those portions of our facilities. So for example, a new odor control system for a process at Mill Creek, so that's our facility here on Guest Street. Then we'll be designing and working on an anaerobic digestion facility to manage the solids at Little Miami. And finally, solids and odor control upgrades at our Muddy Creek, Polk Run, and Sycamore Creek plants. So those are all things that are improving those existing facilities and processes that you know, have been around for quite some time. And in addition, we have the capital allowances. So again, this is just to allow us to make those smaller purchases to keep our equipment updated and make those modifications.
So a couple questions.
Yes, and that's it.
Yeah, thanks, good job. The Muddy Creek in particular, that's been resolved, the issue, the conflict between the disagreement between the county and you all in terms of how to do Muddy Creek, has that been resolved?
It hasn't, and that's a bridge project that I neglected to mention, the Upper Muddy Creek Interceptor. The deadline to complete that project was actually December 31st, last week, and we're at a standstill on that project.
So we're still at a standstill with Muddy Creek, and what about Polk Run and Sycamore Creek and other items on here? Do you see similar issues, or is Muddy Creek an outlier, or is it part of a larger set of projects where we may not see action?
It's something of an outlier. It's really that particular project. The other Polk Run, Sycamore, and even the Muddy Creek Treatment Plant is what this refers to in the presentation. Those projects,
this is just a treatment plant.
Yeah.
But the interceptor, the actual situation, which is that there continues to be daily sewage going into the Muddy Creek, continues, and that would have been abated, resolved, certainly diminished significantly had this project been funded and moved forward by December 31st.
That's correct.
So I mention it because I had hoped when I saw this that maybe there was a breakthrough, and but it doesn't seem like that's the case, meaning that we still are going to need structural change in how MSD is run, something that I'll continue to push for maybe even more aggressively in 2020, because there is such an environmental issue here. The stakes are incredibly high. You all are doing an incredible job of managing the district and doing it very well with your engineers and all of the other folks that are part of MSD. But it is got to be very difficult to have, you know, two organizations, two institutions that you're accountable to. You're all part of the city staff, yet you have to get all of this approved by the county. And though they have a consulting firm, all of the engineers are with the city, and so the debate on Muddy Creek, if I recall, is over the size of the pipe, whether it's 36 inches or 30 inches. There may be more to the story than that, but I think that's, at the end of the day, what we're talking about, right, is a disagreement over the size of a pipe while the sewage continues to flow into Muddy Creek, which, you know, any normal person, unbiased person, would say this is absolutely unacceptable, and how is this not being fixed? And you would fix it in a heartbeat, if you were given permission.
Yeah, and it's more than just, I mean, essentially, on the surface, it's a dispute about the size of the pipe, 30 inches versus 36 inch, but in the background, this is a consent decree project, and the regulators have specified you must replace it with a 36 inch pipe.
So the regulators are saying 36, and our engineers are saying 36, but yet the project has not moved forward. We missed the 31st. It was supposed to be done in 2019, and here we are at the beginning of 2020, and there's no light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe a bad pun, but nothing has changed.
That's correct, unfortunately. Yeah,
you know, there's a whole host of things that this council is going to have to take up this year that I would put on the incredibly important list, whether it's gun violence, it is investing in infrastructure and in paving more road, it's the collaborative agreement and keeping faith with our community, it's getting this budget right and investing in the basics, but also recognizing that we have a great deal of poverty and communities that are being left out, and that has to be addressed. This is at the top of the list, which is to fix MSD structurally. Nothing wrong with you all. You all are doing an exceptional job considering the circumstances, but there has to be a resolution to this, and waiting on the courts has proven to be very problematic, and so I will be reaching out, as I did many times last year, to our friends at the county, working with Mr. Mann and the mayor, who have dug in on this issue to try to get a resolution. We tried, as you all know, to say, look, we can, if the state allows for it, we can, move the staff to the county so we have a single entity running MSD, and the state legislature said no. And quite frankly, I'm glad, because I don't think that would have been the right move. But at this point, we run Waterworks, I think, exceptionally well. We run MSD exceptionally well, and we just need to get this resolved. And it's not about egos or the frustration around getting budgets passed and organizational charts and how confusing it is at the moment. There is an environmental issue, if not catastrophe, that we're responsible for. So this has to be one of our top priorities, and I just appreciate how well you all have done your jobs. You sort of keep your heads down and just do what you can, and it's been a ton, and I'm grateful for that. So I'll get off my soapbox. Just know that this is a top priority for me and something that I think we have to get resolved this year. Any other comments or questions? Okay, I got a second, third. All right. Well, thank you. Keep on doing the good work. If there are things that we can do in the meantime, let us know. Good luck on your travels, and thank you for everything. We truly are honored that you do this work, and you do it with us, and so happy for you. What an honor. I also failed to recognize Nicole Crawford from the clerk's office. I apologize for that. We'll file the presentation. Is there any other business before us? Ms. Zimmer, come anytime. We love having you. Thank you for being here. All right. With that, we're adjourned.